Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Seiji Ozawa, the maestro who led the Boston Symphony Orchestra longer than any other music director, has died. Ozawa's management said he died of heart failure at his home in Tokyo. He was 88 years old. WBUR's Andrea Shea remembers Ozawa, who was both a celebrated and controversial figure.
When Seiji Ozawa arrived to lead the BSO in 1973, he was different from the get-go. Longtime classical critic Ellen Pfeiffer remembers how the sprightly 38-year-old conductor liked to wear a tunic at the podium, not a tux. He had a moppish head of hair, and hanging around his neck,
love beads. He was very much a product of that era.
Ozawa stood out in other ways, too. His appointment was one of her first assignments.
I was asked to call some of the Boston Symphony subscribers at that time and ask them what they thought about a Japanese conductor being appointed music director. This was, at the time, quite exotic.
Ozawa's predecessors were older and had names like Leinsdorf, Steinberg, Munch, Koussevitzky. Pfeiffer says choosing a 30-something Asian was a bold move for the BSO.
They went out on a limb.
Ozawa's rise paved the way for other Asian musicians to break into a genre dominated for centuries by white men. This cultural sea change wasn't lost on the maestro either, as he told NPR in 2002.
Since I'm kind of pioneer, I must do my best before I die, so people younger than me think, oh, that is possible. I think possible. I hope it's possible.
In Japan, Seiji Ozawa's father was a country dentist who, as the story goes, pulled a piano 25 miles in a wagon so his son would have an instrument to play. But as a teenager, Ozawa sprained a finger playing rugby and turned to conducting. In the 50s, he won an international competition, which caught the attention of then-BSO music director Charles Munch. Later, Leonard Bernstein took notice and gave Ozawa a job at the New York Philharmonic. After stints in Japan, Toronto, and San Francisco, he won the position of music director for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and there he stayed for 29 years. As a conductor, Ozawa exhibited a few interesting quirks. He could be heard grunting at the podium. He could lead massive symphonies from memory. He didn't use a baton, and he moved on stage.
What a dancer he was!
That's BSO trombonist Norman Bolter. He played just feet away from Ozawa from 1975 to 2002, nearly the entire duration of Ozawa's tenure with the orchestra.
But not only just a dancer getting up there and doing his own jig, his clarity in conducting was extraordinary, but it just wasn't this persnickety, trying to be clean detailed. It had a fluidity, it had a ballet aspect to it, and it was alive.
Ozawa hired Bolter when Bolter was only 20 years old, and for that, Bolter says he will always be grateful. His feelings for Ozawa are personal. He'll never forget their conversations and the maestro's intensity.
His eyes could penetrate right through you. You could feel him assessing you.
But Ozawa was also fun. In 1988, he led the all-animal orchestra on Sesame Street.
Sing, 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 the live long day. Sing, 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 those mandolinas play.
Ozawa's grasp on certain real composers was profound, according to Bolter.
Seiji did Bartok, in my mind, like nobody did. I mean, he just had this unbridled fervor that would go over him with Bartok and certain other pieces.
Mm-hmm.
He let the orchestra play. He wasn't a control freak in that way.
But in other ways, it appears he was. Ozawa courted controversies during his time at the BSO, perhaps most notably in the 90s at the Tanglewood Music Center in the Berkshires. A string of controversial hires and fires enraged longtime BSO administrators and musicians, leading to resignations, bad press, and a precipitous drop in morale.
His legacy of handling personnel issues, I don't think, was always ideal.
Even so, critic Ellen Pfeiffer says Ozawa changed the face of the orchestra and was something of a musical ambassador. He took the BSO to China, making it the first U.S. cultural organization to do so after relations with the country were normalized.
And that's Seiji. He has the responsibility for that.
Seiji Ozawa left the BSO in 2002 to lead the Vienna State Opera, but fans could still see the maestro in Boston, not at the podium, but at Fenway Park, egging on his favorite baseball team. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.